If I type a sentence in a Word document,
results from a state mandated study coinciding with,
and I make an error, I can delete part of the sentence and retype it.
Show heavy rains.
Dr. Eric Kometsch, the director of ChristianaCare's Gene Editing Institute, says that's what CRISPR, a pair of molecular scissors, can do to genes.
That's essentially what happens at the molecular level inside a cell. There are enzymes that we create called CRISPR-Cas9 that can identify the misspelled word, or in this case a gene, excise it, and then if we provide the right spelling or the right copy of the gene, it can incise it properly.
Scientists all over the world are experimenting with what these molecular scissors are capable of. ChristianaCare is working on using gene editing to help decrease a patient's resistance to chemotherapy and improve their quality of life. Kometsch says he expects gene editing to go a long way in cancer treatment.
A lot of times there's a gene that's behaving abnormally, and it's causing the tumors to grow faster. Previously, you had to try to kill that gene or its gene product by dumping lots of chemicals into a patient. But if we were able to destroy or disable the gene causing the problem, the tumor would shrink on its own.
Advancements like this have led some scientists to suggest gene editing is the technology of the century, with applications ranging from cancer treatment to fixing disease in embryos. But it also brings up the question, how far should we go?
You could put CRISPR into a human egg and manipulate genes in a human egg that then would give rise to a person.
Lawrence Brody is a genetics researcher at the National Human Genome Research Institute.
Generally, the scientific community, society, almost across the world, say that's something we should not do yet.
Brody says genetic modifications like that are actually illegal in some countries. The U.S. government doesn't even fund research into it here. And that's because any genetic change introduced into an egg could potentially produce a genetically altered person and affect future generations. But when it comes to using CRISPR to improve a life, Brody says there's little ethical controversy there. Kometsch agrees and says that's why the Gene Editing Institute has drawn a line. ChristianaCare does not work on fertilized embryos, sperm, or egg.
Daily we see the power of this technology, and it reminds us just to think carefully about where it can go.
Kometsch had an idea for one new direction when he found old CRISPR prototypes in a ChristianaCare freezer. Why not teach gene editing to students? He worked with Delaware Technical Community College to engineer a gene editing curriculum, which recently completed its first year. 2 weeks ago, officials celebrated the milestone.
Students at Del Tech who are going to use this technology and this lab exercises are going to use exactly the same technique we use to work on cancer innovation.
Lena Ravenel was among the initial students. On one of the last days of class, she's examining E. coli cells with classmate Darwin Gibbons.
Yeah, we're doing P3, so 250.
Should have just left it.
She says the class offered tremendous insight into the science behind CRISPR and the ethical questions it raises.
We got into a discussion in class about people saying, I want a designer baby with this exact, blonde hair, blue eyes, and it gets into that whole discussion. So I think maybe with a body of people who will come together and say these are the rules, it can definitely, have the potential to save a lot of people's lives.
A technology with life-saving potential, but not without risks. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.